Blog Talk Radio.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship Him. The Bible declares that we are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For He alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw Him, they fell down and worshipped Him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshipped Him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened, and they presented unto Him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship, the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship Him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless His holy name. If He's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless His name. Begin to bless His name. Come on and bless His name.
Bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, worship Him. Shopping.
Good morning, each and everybody. Truly, we thank God for another opportunity to be yet in the land of the living. You were listening to the song Bow Down by Bishop Paul S. Morton. And we just so thankful for another opportunity to come on this line and give God some praise. Truly, if there ever was a time when we need to bow down and worship God, it is today. Amen. I see Minister Mike on the line, and I also see my sister Dawn Benoit on the line this morning. I just want to say praise the Lord to each and every one of you all, and I want to read into your hearing this morning Psalm 95 as I was sitting here, my drifting and going on into worship. And that's what we're here for, and lift up the name of Jesus. This is early Sunday morning prayer. Amen. And we're going to read Psalm 95, verses 1 through 11. I think it's appropriate that just listen to the words of the psalmist this morning. This is a call to worship the Lord. Amen. It says, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, hallelujah, harden not your heart as in the day of provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Oh, people of God, we want to enter to God's rest on today. I want you all to continue to pray for the bereaved family of Minister Michael Lourdes. Pray for Mother Irene Blackston, and pray for Sister Patricia Barner's family on this morning, as our daughter Empress and the other sons and daughters that she left. Lord God, we don't want to forget that family. Amen. We want to pray for our nation as a whole. We want to pray for our president. We want to pray for our leaders. We want to pray for our children. We want to pray for our grandchildren. We want to pray for every arm of the government. We want to pray, Lord God, for the policemen. We want to pray for the physicians. We want to pray for the attorneys. We want to pray, Lord God, for those that are in strife, those that are in need, those that are homeless this morning, those that have mental conditions on this morning, those that are in prison this morning. Lord God, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus, as we come before you this morning, God, oh God, you know every need that we have, God. You saw every cry that we cried, Lord God. Hallelujah. You saw every prayer and every petition that we have put before you on this morning. Now, God, we ask for you, Lord God, to go into the hedges and the highways. Go, God, to the magistrates. Go into the places, hallelujah, where we can't even go on this morning. Lord, we ask him for your mercy on this morning. We ask him for your grace, Lord God, to be multiplied in our life. Lord God, we ask him, Lord God, for deliverance in every area of our life. God, we ask you to create in us a clean heart, Lord God. Renew the right spirit within us, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask you for peace in our homes, God. Peace in our churches, God. Peace in our schools, God. Peace, you know, no more shaka in every area all our lives, Lord God. Oh, God, we lift you up this morning, God. We give you the glory and we give you the honor, God. We're looking to the hills from whence cometh our help. For we know that all of our help, Lord God, it comes from you, Lord God. We know that we can't do nothing in and of ourselves, Lord God. Oh, and that's why we're petitioning you this morning. We asking you, Lord God, to lift up the hung down head. Oh, God, we know that you are the lifter of our souls, Lord God. Oh, we know, God, that you are a rewarder to those that diligently seek you. Oh, God, we know, God, that you would hide us in the cleft of your homes, God. Oh, God, continue to let us, if I ever be in your place of worship, continue, Lord God, to let us dwell in your house, God. Oh, God, when you say, hey, that God, under the shadow of the Almighty, oh, God, keep us in that secret place on today. Lord God, I lift up my mother to you this morning, God. I'm asking you to go to New Orleans right now, God. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to touch her body right now, God. Touch her leg, Lord God, that has been bothering. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to regulate that sugar. In the name of Jesus, God, I'm asking you to let your blood come on home, God. Give her peace in her mind, God. Give her peace in her spirit, Lord God. Oh, God, bless her going out and her coming in, God. Remember Jamal this morning, God. Look down on him, God. I'm asking you to give him a new mind, God. Give him a new mind, Jesus. Remember Danielle this morning, God. Remember all the women, Lord God, that's in prison this morning. Those that's been there for a long time, God. Oh, we're interceding on his behalf this morning. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to remember Sister Stephanie Jones and the crisis that she's been through. Oh, God, you are God that sees all. You are God, hallelujah, that never slumber nor sleep, Lord God. Oh, God, and I lift up Minister Mike before you this morning. Oh, God, and strengthen his hand, Lord God, as he continue to pray, as he continue to advocate for souls, God, souls that don't have a voice this morning, souls that need some direction this morning. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch him, bless him today on his birthday, God. Oh, God, show your hand strong and mighty in his life, Lord God. Remember him, Jesus, for the work that he's done on your behalf. Remember him, Jesus, for the tears that he shed. Remember him, Lord, when he intercede and pray for others, God. Oh, and as he celebrates his birthday on today, God, as you give him the word to speak to your people on today, God, oh, God, I'm asking you to remove all fear. Oh, whatever you giving him to say to that house, God. Don't let him be intimidated, but let him speak your word. Let him speak it with fire. Let him speak it with authority. Let him speak it with conviction. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and bless him on his birthday, God. Bless him when he can give you the praise, God. Bless him when he can remember from whence you brought him from, God. Oh, God, and my sister Sharita, who's also celebrating the birthday on the day, God. I'm asking you to remember Sharita. Touch her right now, God. Touch her children and her grandchildren, Lord God. Bless her on her job, Lord God. Oh, God, and my sister Dawn, Lord God. That's always so faithful to come on this line and give you the glory, God. She's on this line when she's not feeling good. She's on this line when she's troubled in her mind. She's on this line while she's at work, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to remember her. Remember her daughter. Remember son Jarvis, Lord God. Comfort him in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm praying for all the leaders that come on this broadcast. Remember Minister Billy Burns and Elder Albert Burns, God. Remember their families, Lord God, and every leader come on this line. Oh, remember Sister Ruby this morning. Continue to comfort her heart, God. Remember Evangelist Joshua, Lord God. Oh, God, remember Sister Faithful that has been assisting me, Lord God. All the elders, Elder Gates and Apostles and all those that come on the line, Prophetess Harrison, Lord God. Remember her this morning, Lord God. Oh, God, we give you glory today, God. For we know we can't do anything without you, God. Oh, God, we're asking you to touch Pastor Beatrice Morton on the day as they celebrate and appreciate her, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, give them a mind to change things that's not like you, Lord God. Anything that's not like you, take it away from us, God. Oh, God, we're asking you for direction this season. We're asking you, Lord God, to show us the way, God. We're asking you for to open up the doors of opportunity for us, God. Oh, God, go with us each and everywhere we go. Remember my grandchildren this morning, God. Oh, remember Darielle, Kevielle, Rayelle, and Dino, God. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to remember Lanisha and her husband, God. Remember my siblings this morning. Oh, God, we're asking you for mercy on this morning, God. Remember Elle, God. I'm asking you to deal with this, Lord God. Bring them in, Lord God, one by one, Jesus. But you told me in your word, God, that you would save my children. You would save my children's children to the utmost. Remember Sister Donna Shaw this morning. Oh, God, and all those that are going through situations. Oh, Lord God, that are struggling in every area of their life, Lord God. Don't forget them this morning, God. Remember Dr. Walker. Remember Mother Williams and Ella Williams, God. Remember, 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 God. Oh, God, you are God that remember when others forget, God. Oh, God, I'm going to open up the line right now. And I want Brother Mike, Minister Prophet Mike, to come forward. Oh, God, and let him lift us up this morning. Take us to another place, Minister Mike. In the name of Jesus,
Hallelujah, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we continually give you the honor. We give you the glory, God. We give you praise on this morning, God, for everything that have already been said, oh, God. We touch and agree with every prayer that have gone up before you, God, asking you right now to strengthen Evangelist Bernard, God. Touch her from the crown of her head even unto the sole of her feet, God. Continually let her desire be thine desire, God. Let her bask in your will, O God. Father, you know our heart's desire, God. You have made her, fashioned her, and you formed her, God, into the woman that she is right now, Father. You heard the request, God, and you said you would not let it go fall to the ground, Lord. But we ask in you right now, according to your will, God, that you bless her children and her children. Children, God, you bring them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Deliver those that have need of deliverance. Save those that need to be saved, oh God. In the name of Jesus, fill those that need to be filled. But most of all, keep her whole family in the center of your will, God. I lift up her mother, Barbara, right now in the name of Jesus, God. Strengthen her wherever in she might be weak. Cause her to hear your voice and to know that you alone are God, the giver, the maker, the creator of every good and every perfect gift. It comes from you. Bless every one of her siblings, God, sisters and brethren, God, even Sister Danielle, God, on her watch where she is in prison, God. Strengthen her heart right now. Cause her to continue to see your face, God, to look unto the hero from which cometh your help, God. Touch Dawn right now, God. Strengthen her body, God. Father, for by the stripes of Jesus, we claim healing in our body. We pray for salvation in her family, God. Her children, even her children's children, if they have them, God. We're asking you right now, Father, to touch everyone that comes on this line, God, in the name of Jesus. As Sister Adrian said, we lift up Sister Stephanie Jones, God. You know this woman's situation, God, how everyone has turned their back upon her in her hour of need, God. The doors have been slammed in the death of her son, God. She only is seeking answers to bring closure. Father, I ask right now, in the name of Jesus, that you send men and women, God, in her direction that will lead and guide her into the things in which she needs to know for herself to bring satisfaction and closure, God. We're asking you right now, God, that you opened up every door that has been shut, even with the mystery of the coroners, God, the DA, and everyone that is involved in locking and shutting up the door, the sheriffs, God, the deputies. We asking you right now to overturn every stone that has been covered, God. You uncover it in your great and holy name, God. Father, but most of all, shield and protect her from hurt, harm, and danger, God. You know this is a racist state, oh God, Indiana. You know where the Ku Klux Klan dwell there, God. We're asking you, even expose them, bring them to the light, God. In the name of Jesus, every dark deed that is done in that state, God, you bring revelation, God. You open up the eyes of those who have set their eyes to the situation, God, right now, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we lift up every family that is in their hour of bereavement. You strengthen them, God. Strengthen them right now, Father. Lift up every bowed and hung down head. Straighten out every crooked and wayward path, God. But most of all, Father, fill us with your love. Your love, God. Your love and that surpasses all knowledge and all understanding, God. Father, we lift up every preacher, every prophet, every pastor, God, every evangelist, God, every teacher, God. We lift them up right now in the name of Jesus, the president of these United States, every governor, every mayor, God, every council member. We lift them up right now, even, God, every dictator. We lift them up, God, not their will, but let thine will be done. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem that it might be saved. Father, we lift up the Americas, God, in the name of Jesus. Every person that named the name of Jesus Christ, every person that lifted up holy hands unto you, God, we lift them up, even the sinner, woman, man, boy, and girl, the backslider, God. We call on your name on their behalf, God, asking you to save to the uttermost, God. Forgive us for all our sins that we have so ungodly committed against you. Father, we pray that you would give us a forgiving heart, a repentant heart, God. Oh, yes, we will be careful to give you glory. Father, we're careful to give you praise in all that we do, God. We give you thanks. These we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, God, just praise him. Just lift up your voice. Just praise him, God.
Thank you, God. Undoubtedly.
He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. Oh, we lift you up today, God, for you are the lifter of our souls. We thank you, Lord God, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and may save that big carry on your shot. Keep your mind on Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, I was praying early this morning. Hallelujah. And call on the name of Jesus, brother. Pick up your almost shower. There is power in the name of Jesus. We got to call on Jesus. I don't know no more shower. The name given among men whereby we must be saved at the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we asking you to strengthen your people today, God. Oh, as we get ready to prepare to go to the houses and worship, Lord God, let us come with the empty heart, God. Let us come where you can pour into us, God. Pour more love into our spirit. Pour more love into our hearts for our fellow man, God. Oh, God, let your love dwell in our hearts, God. Oh, God, anything that's not like you, we come against you today, God. Oh, God, and we're not giving anybody no glory. Nobody gets the glory but you, God. Nobody gets the glory but you, Jesus. You are the one that saves us. You are the one that has restored our spirit. Oh, God, we forever praise you. We'll forever lift you up, God, for your word, Jesus. We thank you, God. You're the Holy on. I encourage you on this line today. All that may go back into the archives, all that may be listening live, don't let the enemy win. Don't let him win. I don't care how much you think you're falling away. I don't care how much the enemy whispers to you. Oh, he's a seducing spirit. And he come to lure you away. He came to take you out. Hallelujah. And on the word of God. For God is a God. God is a restoring God. God is a loving God. He is a long-suffering God. Nothing is too big for God. Nothing is too hard for him. Nothing is impossible to him. Hallelujah. All you got to do is call on him. Call on him like you never called on him before. Cry out to him. Have a little talk with him. And he'll make it all right. It may not be everything that you want. But if you got your health, if you got strength, if you got a mind, continue to lift up the name of Jesus. And he already promised us he'll bring us out. He said, when my mother and my father forsake me, he'll take me up. Call on him night and day. Don't stop calling on the name of Jesus. I don't care what it looked like. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. Hallelujah. Cry through your midnight hour. Cry through your midnight hour. Oh, but Jesus said that joy is going to come in the morning. Joy, let the love of God, let the joy of his love overflow you. Hallelujah. Let it, hallelujah. He said it'll be like a river. Hallelujah. Full of living waters. Hallelujah. Belly, hallelujah. Shall flow. Rivers of living water. Call on him day and night. Oh, I thank you this morning. Thank you for another call out the 678 area code. No more shy. I see you on the line this morning. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Do you have a special prayer request before we get off the line? Call area code 678. The last four of your numbers, 9139. Can you just greet us if you feel like it this morning? Yes, get off.
Good morning. My special prayer request is just for the continual strength for me in my household, and for the guidance of my fiance, soon to be husband, in his walk in the Lord as well, and just for peace and growth in the Lord and his continual favor over our lives, and for my family as well.
Can you give me your name?
Sorry?
Yes, can you give me your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, my name is Felicia. I am Evangelist Lucilla's daughter.
Oh, amen, amen. Well, God bless you, sweetheart. We're going to have Minister Mike to pray for you right now. You don't know more shot time. Thank you for being on the line, and thank you for just having a mind to get up. Hallelujah for early morning. I know it's a little late. It's about 10-something there in Georgia, but we just thank God for you. We love your mother, and we're going to pray. We're going to ask Minister Mike to pray for that prayer request right now. God bless you.
Thank you.
Dear kind and gracious Father, once again, we come before your throne humbly, but yet boldly, that we might obtain mercy to find the grace to help in the time of need. Father, you heard the need of Sister Felicia, God. You heard the request that she has made known. I touch and agree by faith, God, she have what she say. Father, we ask for strengthening of the bond between her and her fiance for direction. God, we ask you right now to continue to lead and guide them in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Father. We pray for favor in their lot, Lord God. Favor of man, God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask you that you hear us. And if you hear us, we know that we have the petition that's desired of you, Father. She has made her request known, God. Now we ask in you, Father, in your name, to let it be so as it has been purposed in our heart. Father, we pray right now that you touch her from the crown of her head even unto the sole of her feet. Father, work out her soul salvation, and you open up her eyes of understanding. Keep the word abreast in her heart, God, that she might not sin against thee. Father, we pray that you would keep this union in your hand at the center of your will, God. Let your will be done in their lives. Let this union represent you, God. A circle of love, your never ending love for your church, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that those that will bless them, you will bless them as well, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against anyone that will speak against them right now in your name. Father, we ask you, oh God, that you continually to be blessed, to be upon them, God. Let your blessings continually be upon them and their family and their family's family, God. We're careful, grateful to give you glory, to give you honor. All that they do, it shall give you the praise. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name.
Don't worry, don't you spend a sleepless night.
learn about Jarvis, because God is working it out. Ah, God is working it out. And Jarvis is already, hallelujah, he's in the hands of God. So we bless you today. Again, we just want to give a shout-out to Brother Mike. Today is his birthday. Hallelujah. If I was able to sing a song, I would sing happy birthday to you, Brother Mike. Oh, Minister Mike, I thank God for Mike. Hallelujah. We had our little differences, but I love him just like a brother. Hallelujah. We may not talk for a couple of days, but I love him just like a brother. Ah, you don't know no shata. You know, in every family, hey, you don't know no more shata. We go through our little battles. You don't know no more shata. But love, the Bible says love suffers long. When you love somebody, you'll suffer with them. When you love somebody, you'll go through whatever you have to go through with them. You don't have to put up with no abuse. I'm not talking about abuse. Hallelujah. But we have to learn how to forgive one another. We got to learn how to let one another be ourselves. Hallelujah. We got different personalities. Hallelujah. But that's what love. Hallelujah. Love is strong. Love is divine perfection. Love, hallelujah, is forgiving. Love is long-suffering. Hallelujah. So we encourage you all today. I see Sister Lucilla just came on the line. But we about to get on out of here. We know we had to move our clocks up early. Sister Lucilla, your daughter's on the line. Hallelujah. Sister Felicia, we thank God for Sister Felicia this morning. We thank God for her family. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask you to continue to lift her up. Continue to bless Evangelist Lucilla, Lord God, in the ministry that she runs. Yes, I care. Hallelujah. We just bless you and we give you praise today, God. Hallelujah, those of you all that are in the Stockton area today. Hallelujah, Brother Mike is going to be speaking this morning, and today is his birthday, and I want you all to just give him a happy birthday. I got the lines open, and you all can say happy birthday to Brother Mike, to Minister Mike, Brother Mike today, and if you're in the Stockton area, you will be speaking today at our Restoration for Life number 2, Pastor Bernie's, Pastor Beatrice Martin's church. And the service started at 11:30 this morning, and I'm going to let him give you that information right now. Minister Mike, you know the most.
Yes, it is 6111 West Lane on the corner of West Lane and Swain. It's the banquet hall, and it does start at 11:30, and there is a word this morning. Amen.
Amen, amen. So he will be speaking this morning, and that service at 11:30 a.m. this morning. So we just going to continue to lift him up in prayer and ask that the Lord will just bless them to have a beautiful and fantastic and fabulous birthday on today. And we just ask God to put something in his hands, like he's always blessed him and put something in other people's hands, and God would just let him have a beautiful day, and that his family and friends that's coming out to hear would just say the Lord, that they would also be encouraged by that word from Minister Mike. Amen. So we're going to close out. Thank you, Evangelist Lucilla. Amen. From coming on, we've been on the line about 41 minutes already, so we're going to close out because I know everybody is trying to get on the church and what have you, but we want you to tune in next week. Hallelujah. Our subject matter next week is going to be power in the name of Jesus. Power in that name. That's our subject matter for this week, so we're looking to have a wonderful time on the broadcast. Also, remember, we're on 1 o'clock Monday through Friday, Pacific Standard Time. And Saturday morning, we're on at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Minister Billy Burns hosts that segment called They Overcame. Also, remember, Evangelist Lucilla has a prayer line Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can, her ministry is Yes, I Care, and you can reach her at The number for that prayer line is area code 805-399-1000. Once again, that's 805-399-1000. And her access code is 869-045. Again, that's 869-045. And, of course, you press the pound button, and that is Yes, I Care Ministries, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Amen. So God bless you all. We love you, and we just thank God for you. Have a beautiful day on today. We're going to close out with another song by Paul S. Morton. God bless you all. God bless you, Sister Felicia, Dawn, my sister. Have a blessed day, Vandis Lucilla, and happy birthday again to Minister Prophet Brother Mike. We love you with the love of Christ. Amen.
I love you. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Somebody say it tonight.
feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
God bless you. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you on next week. Remember, our subject will be power in the name of Jesus. Amen. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of Christ. Have a beautiful day. Hallelujah.